Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. My name is Emily Rogers and I am your host. A transition and leadership coach, I have a passion for empowering individuals and organizations to reach their full potential. I am known for my genuine passion in helping others, and I am committed to supporting you whether you're facing a career transition, seeking personal growth, or looking to enhance your leadership skills. I want to empower you to create meaningful and lasting change in your life and your career. Let's dive into today's episode. Simplify your life. Do you find yourself leading a busy life, yet feeling strangely empty at the end of each day? If that's resonating with you, you're not alone. Many of us have a tendency to accumulate more stuff in our lives, saying yes to everything and going along with the crowd. But in reality, what we're doing is filling our lives with unnecessary clutter. I can relate to this because I've been there. I'm not saying it's wrong, but there's a better, more meaningful way to live. During our time in Asia, I faced challenges pursuing my career due to legal and language barriers. Instead of working in the traditional sense, I invested my time in organising parent-toddler playgroups, leading networking in women's groups, volunteering with NGOs, and taking on roles at the girls' school. I gave it all. I excelled in these roles. I was so good, I was constantly asked to do more, to give more, to serve more. But when I got home, at the end of each day, I found myself impatient and irritable with the girls. I didn't have the capacity to support hubby through his work challenges. I was mentally and emotionally drained. I had filled my life with what felt like meaningless activities, and it left me feeling frustrated at the end of nearly every day. Have you ever found yourself in a similar spiral? Once you start down that path, it's really hard to stop the cycle. I had a moment of realization when I'd snapped at the girls one too many times, and I made a conscious decision to change my relationship with my family. I wasn't sure how at the time, but I knew I needed a different approach to my life. And so I made the decision not to be a yes person anymore. I wouldn't commit to things that didn't serve me 100%. Instead, I invested time and energy into discovering what I truly wanted and needed. It's not an easy process. It's a journey. So how do you do it? First, recognize the spiral you're in. When you see that your relationships are suffering because of your internal struggles, you have the power to change it. Acknowledge your pain and how it's affecting your life. If you can, like I did at the time, apologize to those around you. When I did this with the girls, it was such a powerful moment. Second, get clear on what truly fills your cup. What's meaningful to you? What do you need? It could be a new hobby, a better work-life balance, part-time work, a career change, starting your own business, or something entirely different. Third, create a plan. Once you know what you want, figure out how to achieve it. Identify the necessary steps, and remember, one big goal consists of at least three smaller steps. Break those down into what you can do today, tomorrow. Focus on the next right thing that will take you closer to filling your own cup. It's time to stop filling your life with crap, with unnecessary clutter. It's time to stop taking out your frustration on those you love. You can do this, and remember, you don't have to do it alone. I have a coaching program that will guide you through the process of rediscovery, help you to overcome mindset challenges, and ultimately, enable you to fill your cup with meaningful stuff, with a meaningful life. If you want to finish this year feeling strong and ready for 2024, then the Vision Lab may be for you. I'm going to put the link in the show notes, but I invite you to book a call with me today. Let's talk about your unique situation and let's explore if the Vision Lab is right for you.